We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, live exclusive interview with Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kelich. And we are going to be doing a deep dive right now into where the hell did the money go with East Ohio Regional Hospital. That is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
So speaking as a private citizen.
Yes.
Instead of the Belmont County Treasurer. What does your gut tell you about the money situation with East Ohio Regional Hospital? Because it, as an outsider, someone like me, as an outsider, it looks really, really suspicious. I have lots and lots of concerns, but I don't have the background in finance that you do and your understanding of how Belmont County works and all that. What's your gut telling you about this place and the money?
Well, there's some things that just don't make sense.
Like what?
As you're probably very well aware, some of the employees have filed charges with Martins Ferry Police Department because there was health insurance, a deduction for their health insurance out of their paychecks that they weren't receiving. So why did they take the deduction if they weren't going to pay the health insurance?
Yes.
I mean, so there's some things that are questionable at best. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So I'm actually very disturbed by the fact that you hit that microphone with your marker and all that. There was just like an explosion of like dust that came off of it.
Did you see dust?
Yes. It just kind of falls from your microphone.
Oh, there it is. Our state
don't
of the art.
Blow it at me.
Not exactly at you, yes. But no, they cleaned. Actually, this is the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group. And Mr. Deep Pockets has hired somebody to come in here and clean every other month. So
it's just your microphone. So should I be questioning why your microphone is like that?
I blame Steve Novotny. This is his microphone, too. So, but in any event.
Back to Martins Ferry.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just so preoccupied by this. Don't do it, or else I might have to leave.
Oh, no. You got to leave anyway.
He was reaching to hit my microphone to see if there's dust that falls from that.
I'm just curious
Just don't want that on me.
Understood.
Right. It's hard to tell who's been in here and what they've been saying. And might have sneezed on there.
Assume the worst and then double it. That's probably the best way to do it. Back to the money thing here.
So there's things that doesn't make sense. I mean, that's obvious. So I'm sure that the prosecutor's office is asking the same questions.
Prosecutor Belmont County.
Well, I mean, if they're filing a charge with the Martins Ferry Police Department, that would not Martins Ferry would take that to the prosecutor's office, and the prosecutor's office would go from there.
Oh, okay. Yep. I mean, paying for health insurance then not getting it. That's about as bad as it gets.
No, not getting paid is as bad as it gets.
Well, that's.
And I mean, you have to admire those people for going in there. Now, yes, you can say that, well, they got paid before and that's why they continue to do it. A lot of those people knew that there was a chance they weren't going to get paid. But they wanted to take care of the people that were in there.
Absolutely.
They actually put somebody else before themselves.
Yes.
Shocking in this valley, but somebody actually put someone else before them.
I don't think it's shocking in the valley. I think that's actually typical here in the valley. I really do. Yeah, I actually do.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's good.
It really is. Yeah,
it really
no question.
Is.
All the money, did they get lots of loans from the state and from the county and other? I got the sense, and again, it's nothing more than just a feeling on my part, that they were getting lots of money from lots of different entities. Do you know anything about that?
Not from the county. I could tell you that the county didn't. I mean, the county was happy to see it open.
Sure.
And I'm not speaking for. I don't want to speak for anyone particularly, but you know, obviously, when they did the grand reopening, there were selected officials that appeared. I was not one of them, but
Why weren't you?
I don't need to go to a grand opening.
Okay.
I mean, I'm happy for anything that's opening. I'm thrilled about that. But we also know that at one point in time, there could be a situation where I'm at right now, yeah, which means I'm foreclosing. So by attending the grand opening, ultimately, I'm like the grim innkeeper coming in. I mean, yeah, like...
I've always thought of you that way.
I don't wear that much black, though.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's just that the whole...
It's just the aura.
The vibe. It's okay. The vibe. It's the vibe. Yeah, okay. It's the vibe. What about, do you think it'd be a good idea for me to reach out to the state attorney general, Yost, to say, hey, you need to take a look at this because this just doesn't feel right, it doesn't look right, or is that overkill?
I think the prosecutor's office will take care of all that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. What else have you heard regarding the hospital?
So obviously, we know that it closed this past week. We know that they had put up signs on their doors that basically said that they were turning everyone down. I had actually been told that they were escorted out of the building.
They were, who is they? Were
the employees.
The employees were escorted out of the building?
Escorted out of the building, and I was told, I do not know personal knowledge, I've never talked to an employee, but I've heard through the grapevine that they were patted down as they left.
You got to be kidding me.
I know. That's what I said, too.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, hey, just... come here and work. We're not going to pay you. We might pay you. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then we're gonna be so disrespectful and demeaning by saying we're going to pat you down to make sure. What were they going to take? A pen? I mean, what were they taking?
Actually, drugs. I can see them taking drugs.
Oh, I don't see any of the employees taking the drugs.
Well, I would certainly hope not, but look, I'm just playing the devil's advocate. You know, it's like, hey, I haven't been paid. If I were an employee, I hope I wouldn't do this, but I haven't been paid health insurance. I paid for health insurance, don't have health insurance. I might want to take a little memento as I left the building.
I don't know how much drugs do you think, if they didn't have supplies and they weren't paying their employees, how much drugs do you think they had on other than Tylenol?
That's a good point. I don't know. What else do you make of this whole ugly situation with this hospital?
I mean, obviously, it's just a sad situation altogether. I mean, we have a hospital in a city that has a huge need. I mean, we know what the wait time is in Wheeling for the hospitals at this point. Yeah. And this is going to just make it that much more astronomical. Whether you're going to Trinity or whether you're going to WVU, your wait time is going to be longer.
Yeah, I can't wait for the thing to open in St. Clairsville for Trinity. And that's an ER, right? There's going to be an ER?
I believe it's going to be an ER and a 10. I've heard it's a 10-bed unit.
Okay, well, still.
It's going to be like a mini hospital. Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot wait for this thing to open.
I can't imagine how that's going to explode, though. I mean, you have how many that emergency room is going to be packed probably day one.
Yeah, no question. Anything else, Kathy? Belmont live exclusive interview, Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kelich. Anything else regarding the hospital? Any other angle? Any other legal thing that we need to take a look at, or financial thing, or any? Anything else? Am I missing anything regarding this story?
I don't think you're missing anything. I think we're all on the same path. We're trying to figure out what happened, where it went wrong, and how can we pivot? Because the biggest thing is the pivot. Because we can't have a building of that size sitting there vacant. That does no good for anybody. If we can find somebody else to come in and operate it as a hospital, that would only be beneficial to this county, to the residents of Martins Ferry, to the people that can work there.
Who is going to be looking for that, though? Is it going to be the Belmont County Commissioners? Is it going to be you? It's certainly not going to be me. Who is actually going to be taking the lead here? And maybe it's already been done, for all I know. You know, maybe someone listening to us right now has already reached out to WVU, has already reached out to Trinity, already reached out to Weirton, already reached out to, you know, all UPMC. I mean, you know, who the hell knows?
I mean, the truth of the matter is the only one that owns the building is Access Martins Ferry. So he's the only Dr. Johnson or his board are the only ones that could actually put something in place. I mean, the county commissioners can't really go out and solicit something for something they don't own.
Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, that it's an unfortunate state of circumstances.
No question. So if there's nothing else that I can ask you about the hospital, I don't know what else to ask you. I really don't. Doc Johnson, you know nothing else about this guy.
Not really, no.
Prosecutor's office is going to be getting the complaints regarding the police reports, Martin's Ferry. Maybe the state auditor general is going to be looking in. Were there state funds, do you know, that were involved in opening this thing or keeping it running?
For keeping it running, I don't believe so. For opening, I believe there was tax credits. There might have been some funds from the state of Ohio. I'm not sure, but I imagine they'd want to keep their thumb on that.
Well, you have to see if they were actually used, if everything was on the up and up, because, you know,
well,
when
they
you're
weren't
that
used,
desperate.
Oh, I apologize.
No, go ahead.
But if they weren't used, where are they?
I don't know. Well, that's just it.
I mean, what, and if you did use them, what did you use them for?
Exactly.
And if you didn't use them, then where is that money and why wasn't the employees paid for that?
Exactly. Exactly. I think there are a lot of really important questions here. Flanagan working with Yost, is that the Attorney General, Ohio?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I had a moment. He's held a few different positions.
Okay, fair enough. But boy, that's... very troubling, really troubling. All right, let's see. Is there anything else now that I've got you here?
Yes.
In addition to the taxation problem in Belmont County and also the issue with the hospital, is there anything else? This is a great opportunity for you to tell the public, hey, oh, by the way, we've got this going on or that going on, or be on the lookout for this, or, you know, a shout out regarding that. Anything at all, Kathy?
Oh, wow. I should have thought about this harder.
Yeah, you should have. You only had a few weeks to think about coming on here.
A few weeks?
Yeah.
No, this was only confirmed like this past weekend.
Yeah, but we talked about this for a couple of weeks.
I know, and I dodged it every chance I got.
I believe me, I know.
So just to reiterate, if you're going to file a complaint against the value of your property, that is due on March 31st. There is no extension on that. That is set by the state. That is not an extended thing. You cannot come in on April 2nd and say, oops. There is, and that the oops means that you file it next year. That's all to it. So this is all on you as a taxpayer. If you want a complaint filed, you have to file it on time. I would gently remind everyone that it was not anyone that worked in the auditor's office that did this. There is not anybody that worked in the treasurer's office that did this, the property tax increase. So when you come in with all guns blazing, you might want to reconsider who you're shooting those at.
Stop yelling at the employees is what she's trying to say. It's not their fault. Actually, you have very nice employees, which really surprised me because I know you. You know, but anytime I come to visit you, they all seem so pleasant and not walking on eggshells. It's like, oh my God, it's Dimitri, the Antichrist again. Nothing like that. They're actually very nice.
They just
who's
actually that? Well, they always ask me, who's that old man that just came in here?
And you say, that's my husband, Chris Gagan.
Ouch.
But seriously, you actually have very nice employees, but people actually yell at them.
Oh yeah. They throw their papers at them. Anything that they can do to take out their anger, they take it out on my staff.
And it's not like you pay them all that much to put up with that kind of stuff.
Nobody gets paid enough to put up with that. I don't care what you get paid. No one gets paid enough to put up with that. I actually had, hold on one second. Why hasn't anyone brought up where did the money go when he sold Pittsburgh Steel Billing and Wheeling? I'm not sure that he did.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a short break.
Take
a short break here. It's a hard break. So we'll try to get to that, wrap up the interview here with Kathy Kellish, live exclusive interview. Don't say that you didn't learn a lot this morning regarding the tax situation and the hospital situation in Belmont County. Don't say that. More with her in just a bit, and then she goes off to her dental appointment. I still have the floss here, and I'm more than happy to help.